Ned stood on the gallows, looked the world fair in the eye. He was bold and unforgiving, for murder sent to die. He's a man that won't surrender, the one who stands and fights. The 11th of November, that's the day Ned Kelly died. The year was 1880, he'd been at it for a while. Judge Barry jailed his mother, and the Kelly boys went wild. On the run throughout the district, sleeping anywhere but home. What started out in Beechworth, it ended at Glenroan. A ghost and I just stepped out through the trees. Ned walked smack into glory, then he went down on his knees. Such is life if you're a Kelly, you never did walk free. Such is life if you're a Kelly, and you never did walk free. He saved a boy from drowning, wore a sash of emerald green. It was there beneath his armour when he faced the final scene. There's a letter writ for history, 8,000 words were penned, where he talked of the injustice brought down by better men. On the gallows now he's standing, calm and free from strife. When told his time was coming, Kelly grumbled, such is life. In a hangman's noose he dangles, at the age of 25. The 11th of November, that's the day Ned Kelly died. Beneath old Melbourne jail, silent, cold and grim, lay bones of Edward Kelly on stony ground within. Laid there by men with power, their justice weighs too thin. Struck down in life they failed, history still remembers him. A ghost and I just stepped out through the trees. Ned walked smack into glory, then he went down on his knees. Such is life if you're a Kelly, you never did walk free. Such is life if